Track 35. 1.
How's the class?
Awful. They just don't pay attention. If I try to explain something, they sit whispering to each other. It's so rude. And then there's one boy who always walks in 20 minutes late. He doesn't apologise. He just puts his mobile on the table, takes off his iPod and his Armani sunglasses, and then he sits there looking bored because he thinks he knows it all. He's got no pen, no paper, nothing. It's really annoying.
I think you need to set some rules. If they talk, send them to the head teacher or give them a detention.
Maybe. I don't want to be too strict.
But you have to be. If you're strict from the start, you'll gain their respect. Obviously, you need to be fair as well. 2.
Are you okay? You look a bit fed up.
I've just got the results of my English test.
Oh dear. What did you get?
A 6. And I needed a 6.5 to do a master's.
Oh no. I'm sorry. But you worked so hard. I was sure you'd get at least a 7.
I know. I was so stupid. I misread one of the questions. That probably lowered my score.
Oh dear. So, what are you going to do now?
It depends. I'm going to ring the course leader and see if they'll accept me with a 6. If they don't accept me on the course, I'll either retake the test or I might look for another master's.
3.
Right, there are a number of things I need to tell you about assessment. Firstly, 50% of your final marks are based on your essays during the course. Because of that, we're very strict on deadlines. If you miss a deadline that your tutor has set, you will be given a 0. No arguments. Secondly, yes?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but what if you have a family crisis or something?
Well, obviously we'll make an exception for certain cases if a close family member is affected. Also, we won't accept any excuses to do with illness unless you produce a doctor's certificate within 2 days of the deadline. Does that answer your question? Good. I should say, while we're on the subject, that if you have any problems which are affecting your coursework, you should contact the Student Counselling Service. Their number is
4.
So, how's Angela doing at a new school?
Oh, much better, thanks. I'm so glad we decided to move her to St James's. The teachers seem a lot better prepared, and they push the kids. I think Angela was just a bit bored at her last school.
Well, she's a bright kid.
And that other school was quite rough. I was always hearing about fights in the playground, and lots of kids there skip classes on a fairly regular basis as well.
Well, St James's has a very good reputation.
Yes, discipline is very good there. And I think they look so much smarter in a uniform.
Hmm,